come together to sit in meditation. And we take time to settle, to just be there in the now. And to be more specifically in our bodies. So we become very aware of any movement, any resonance or vibration within the body. We want to see the activities, the movements of the day and what kept us busy during this day. We want to see that disappear gradually and vanish. So we are left with something more essential, the vibration of our own body. And it takes a little while, it takes the time we need to just settle. And as you let your body slow down, you will begin to feel that it is literally like an instrument, a musical instrument that resonates. With the sound of the cosmos. It always does resonate with the cosmos, especially if our mind is still and our heart is at peace. And tonight, it resonates in a very particular way because from our viewpoint on Earth, we have today an encounter between the sun, which is like the archetypal essence of our being, our eternal self, and the archetype of infinite and limited possibilities called Sedna. So the conjunction of those two celestial bodies for us today mean that we can shed light on things unknown or long forgotten. We can become aware and acknowledge and own parts of us that until now were not accessible to us. So I would like to invite you to go into more stillness, to dive into yourself, to let your body vibrate more and more intensely with deep and subtle sounds, vibrations, frequencies coming from very far afield. On Earth, in our human condition, for many millennia, we had a very limited understanding of life, ourselves, and evolution. Now has come the time to realize who we are and what our potential is. So as you're breathing slowly, peacefully, in the depths of the night, just let your body acknowledge and welcome whatever may come to you. You specifically, from the cosmos. And progressively retrieve these parts that are part of you and make them yours, owning them, integrating them. Our consciousness today can embrace the vastness of unlimited possibilities . Our human consciousness can today embrace the perfection of its accomplished self. So as you're breathing in, every breath brings to you some information or codes, but also a remembrance, because actually what you're receiving is not new to you. Has been long forgotten, but it is yours. And when you become aware of it, you know that, and you just welcome it and be it. be very sensory. All senses available, awake, present, alert. And let every sense capture their own objects, gross and subtle, so you can bring back to your human consciousness the vastness of your eternal being, the perfection, the wholeness of your divine self. From the very limited viewpoint we have on Earth, you have the opportunity today to embrace the entire cosmos and to recognize what is really yours and bring it back to yourself now. More and more parts coming back to you make you a more accomplished being, a human being capable of a sovereign presence and authority on this planet. Each one of you in their own way, in their unique and specific beauty, in the magnificence of your own power. For a very, very long time, humanity has been kept in darkness and a kind of captivity. And humanity was unable to access the vastness of consciousness, the fullness of consciousness. Now the time has come to retrieve own and manifest that potential. As we retrieve and own more parts of ourselves, our now very versatile and adaptable physical body expands. It adjusts to the frequencies of what you holding. physical body becomes wider more powerful extremely consonant and resonates with the frequencies of accomplished self. The perfection, the magnificence, the eternity of self, of source. Tonight you can bring the entire universe into your body. Your body is vast enough to contain the universe. It will expand as you welcome more and more of it into you. It's your pleasure to host the universe in a vessel of your physical body. It is your tribute to Creator and the creation that is happening constantly, to be part of this process of generation and regeneration by now hosting the universe, the perfection, the eternity within you. No less. We've been long held in captivity and unable to recognize, to realize our divinity. Our perfection. And now we gradually breathe it in and it just falls into place naturally. And as we expand to the vastness of the limitless, as we expand to hold infinite possibilities for our being to be, that specific, unique perfection. We can feel, we begin to feel that our operating system, our bodies, are now fully activated and can hold the frequency of one. as you are experiencing that fullness, completion, accomplishment of your being, eternally, in this lifetime, in this physical body, you know that we will have to treasure this and honor this and let that light that we are shine. Unaffected, untouched, by what is happening around us, in our neighborhood, in our relationships, on our planet. Unaffected, untouched, but not detached. Just living a different fullness because we live in high frequency. You want to honor the perfection of your being and all that you keep receiving from the cosmos that is you, because you are the universe, you are the entire world, you are every part of the world. So you want to honor that being, by just shining that light, that reality of consciousness, the consciousness of Source. This is what you breathe in. This is what you breathe out. In your own way, in your own life. You are Creator, the creation. The perfection of it. The perfection of an ongoing creation of consciousness. And that consciousness shines and radiates all around. When you hold that consciousness, you have no worries about the affairs in the world, about what is coming next. And this is our greatest pleasure now. Also, our responsibility to own and hold that light so it can be reflected all around us, ignoring the turmoil, the confusion, and all related emotions. In the interface between you and the world, the breath connecting one another again and again. And each time you breathe in and out, your radiance shining into the world. This manifests now in the present moment, the world we want to live in. It is there already. It has been there eternally. We didn't know it was there, but it was already. Its physical appearance and manifestation takes a little longer. And that's why it is our greatest pleasure to shine that light of eternal consciousness, of our divinity, throughout the day in our life, wherever we are. Day after day. Nothing else than bringing that light is needed now. Consciousness of the perfection of all cycles, transformations, is what you hold. Consciousness of eternal evolution and ongoing transformation for yourself and humanity and the planet is what you hold. Be an emissary of light. Light can't be obscured. Be that light. be that light consistently, again, again, moment by moment, and you will be the witness. Of a transforming world. You'll be a true activist, bringing about that reality in a dense form. That light is not eternal beyond in another plane. That perfection is not to be achieved at a later time, after death. You now have access to your entire being, beyond the shadow, in that fullness, that perfection of yours is the foundation of the new world. Every one of us brings the most amazing talents, most amazing qualities. They now need to be manifest here. On planet Earth. It's a matter of frequency. You cannot serve the polarities of duality and the confusion and serve the light at the same time. You don't want to be carried away from your light by the concerns about world. So just now, let those extremely powerful vibrations, frequencies that keep flooding you from cosmos and remind you and reactivate in you your power. Let this power give you the strength and courage to just be that light, that eternal light. As you're sitting in the darkness of the night, feel the radiance around you. Feel the halo of light around you. In the depth of the night, in the secret of your sacred spot, sanctuary, altar, or garden, feel your power. And embrace it. these changes the world. Now, sit in that power . Feel the softness and the love of it. Its power, its love, its softness. Sit in your magnificence. In this glorious consciousness that is fully embodied, and trust that you can bring it to the world where you live and what you're doing. By just being that way. Breathe a few more times in that empowered consciousness. That you are. And find the right way of expressing your gratitude for yourself, for having acknowledged that and accepted it. It's our honor to be on earth right now and to be of service. Sit in that beauty and perfection for as long as you want. And then allow the night, sleep, dreams to help you integrate all that stuff. This is what you bring into the coming week. This is what you're busy with in the coming week. Nothing else is more important than that. I wish you a very good night.